Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Devin Booker, 40-point triple-double in Game 1 of the Western Finals. That's a good way to introduce yourself to the nation, where there's basketball fans who know who you are, but maybe everybody else that's viewing now doesn't. But everybody knows who our guest is, and that's Magic Johnson, the Hall of Famer, joins us right now in studio, been with us for a little bit here. And Magic, I said something that the guys, Key didn't, right? You gave me some stuff about this. We were talking about nicknames. Mm-hmm. And I said the greatest nickname in sports is Magic Johnson. You said that's not a nickname, that's his name.
That's his name.
Am I wrong?
Like Magic is his name. Like that. I get mom and dad called him Irvin, and that's on the birth certificate. But Magic is his name. But if Magic
the definition of a nickname is somebody gave it to you. It's not your real name.
If Magic walked up anywhere in this country and go, "Hey, I'm Irvin Johnson," they look at him and be like, "Yo, you Magic Johnson." That's just, I mean, that's the real talk.
Because Magic had that magic.
And that happened too. So I got this deal, you know, with my partner, Mike, in Florida. So they said, "Okay, you got to meet each other on the phone." You know, he's trying to do a Medicare business. Okay, so they set us up. So I introduced myself. Hi, Mr. Fernandez. This is Irvin. And he said, "Okay. And when's Magic getting on the phone?"
See, that's what I'm saying.
And so, he didn't know.
That seems like a game show trick.
And so, hey, but he's okay. We had a business. We bought one for $20 million and sold it for $900 million.
Okay,
so,
that's pretty good.
Hey, Mike, you can call me whatever.
Call me whatever you want.
Magic, man.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The greatest, if you want to call it a nickname, that's by far.
I know, Keyshawn, tell him my other name that only the Laker guys in L.A.
Buck.
That's
Buck.
It.
Buck.
That's it. That's it.
That was early on.
Anytime I see my teammates, even today.
Kareem gave you that?
They used to call me the Young Buck.
Right.
Yeah, the Young Buck.
Norm, Silk, Jamal
Wilkes.
All
of them when you first came in the league.
So then they just cut it down to Buck.
Yeah.
Even when I see my teammates today, they don't call me Irvin. They don't call me Magic. What's up, Buck? How you doing? You know, and so that's a beautiful thing, you know, just to have.
I wasn't a teammate, but I feel like it. That's why I say Buck. I don't.
You always still today.
Yeah,
well, you were off the court teammate.
A lot when he's talking about
off the court teammate.
Right?
Off the court teammate.
Off the court teammate.
That's right. Yeah. That's my boy. You know.
But he does say we a lot when talking to Lakers. It's Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guys join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and so let's discuss Keys Lakers,
yes.
If we could.
And Magic's Lakers.
Well,
I'm going to always be a Laker.
Right.
You should probably start the other way, Alan. You should go Magic's Lakers.
Yeah, start Lakers, that way, man. Magic's Lakers, and Key wants them to be his Lakers.
With that in mind, Key also wants every good player to join the Lakers at this point. Anytime there's somebody disgruntled quickly, he'll say, well, he can come to L.A. like it's always his thing.
We'll take him.
But when you look at this season, and look, we've had injuries galore, right? Like that's been a big topic about the playoffs and about the season is that it's really been amazing. We just talked about Brooklyn and their injuries. But Anthony Davis and his groin issue, LeBron had the high ankle that he ended up trying to play through in the playoffs. They don't get out of the first round to defend their championship.
Right.
Do changes need to be made with that team, or do they just need to start next season healthy and they should be a championship contender?
No, we got to make changes. Rob got some work to do. Again, in that playoff series against the Suns, see, things get explained to you when you watch a series and play in a series. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said AD didn't play. Okay, Kuzma, this is your chance. Okay, Schroeder, this is your chance. Gasol, this is your opportunity. Montrez, this is your opportunity. Who stepped up for the Lakers? Not one of them stepped up. They had the opportunity. They had the minutes. They had the shots. So we have to now say, okay, what do we have to do to surround AD and LeBron with guys that can help us now win a championship? Because the West is better. Okay,
next year, we
won the bubble championship. Okay, but when we came back this season, we said, okay, who's going to be the threat to the Lakers? Well, we found out that Utah is serious. The Phoenix Suns doing what they're doing right now. Right, Denver going to be back because Murray will be back. Right, and they all are young, so we got to get some better role players wherever that is, and the trades that Rob's going to have to make, and or players that I guess we can only sign one guy to the mid-level.
Right.
But, you know, the Lakers got to get a little better. And if they do that, they're going to be fine. We missed Danny Green. We didn't know that until he went to Philadelphia, because one thing Danny could do was stretch the floor, yeah, and he can defend. And so LeBron needs a guy that can shoot threes, and so and so does AD, because it opened up the floor for both of them.
So what would you – what is the first – like, if what are the needs then? If your core – your core is two players? Are you looking at it as this is a two-player core, right?
Right.
And everybody else is expendable?
Right.
Fair to say?
Right. So everybody.
With that in mind – what fits the best around those guys?
Well, again, it's first you got to find out who's available in terms of whether that's trade or mid-level. And Rob would have to do his homework and will do his homework. Jeannie Buss wants to win. Mm-hmm. The Laker fans said, hey, everybody get a pass this year, okay? You won the championship last year, so you got a pass, okay? Laker fans, they're going to be okay. But you don't get a pass next season. See, everybody got to remember, this is the Lakers. We're used to winning, championships. So now find out who's available. I know Kuzma right now look like he's already checked out and saying, hey, he's going to be traded. So we'll see what happens there. You got to find out what's going to happen with Alex Caruso as well, who is – very good at his role.
You like him as a fit, though?
I like Alex Caruso. Yeah. Listen, man, mm-hmm, he's the best defender we got, right?
Wow.
Because that guy can guard guards. So you have to make a decision there, because I think he's an unrestricted free agent or a restricted free agent, one or the other. So you got to make a decision there. And so I think it's time for them to just look at another guy that can shoot threes. What have we seen in the playoffs? Every team got two or three shooters.
Oh, it's huge.
Deadly.
Yeah. Okay, look at the Hawks. The Hawks alone are that team.
That's right.
That's how they're doing what they're doing.
I was trying to draft Kevin Huerter. And Atlanta took him right before we were picking. And so, but give LeBron and AD a shooter. And also tell AD he's going to have to play more center now.
Exactly.
You can't allow him to say, hey, man, I don't want to play center. No. First of all, you with the Lakers, we're trying to win. And for me, I would move LeBron back down now.
To the four.
We're asking him to do too much. Mm-hmm. You can't ask LeBron to be the point guard. That means you're working hard. You're bringing the ball up. You're getting everybody into the offense. When can LeBron rest? See, you got to understand – we want LeBron fresh for the playoffs. So let somebody else bring it to him. Mm-hmm. And then let him.
Isn't that what Dennis Schroeder was supposed to be?
We're not going to talk about that.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, man, because you said a couple weeks ago the mentality, the Laker mentality. Is that what they need? They need somebody that think like the Laker?
That's right.
That have that mentality?
Yeah, because you can't have your point guard in the biggest game on the road in Phoenix take, what, 9 shots, whatever it was, and not score a point. You just can't have that. Not in L.A. You can't have that.
Yeah.
And I think that he doesn't play to the speed. He's really good at coming around that pick and roll and changing speeds on you and getting to the basket. But I think that we need some help there. And so we need guys who understand what it means and what it takes to be a Laker.
Yeah. Every since you, as I can remember, for the most part – Laker championship teams had point guards that understood, whether it was Derek Fisher when he handled the ball.
Sweet.
Whether it was you and he, even to a degree where Nicky V, they didn't win a championship, but he kind of understood how to rock with the point guard position and score points.
That's right.
So,
hey, Magic, can I ask you this?
Yes.
If CP3 doesn't win a world championship for Phoenix, he declined that option, right, for $44 million, if he intends to decline it. Can he be a piece for the Laker organization?
No question about it. Listen, I would tell Jeannie I would add some money to get CP3, you know, because it'll be perfect for LeBron. It would be perfect for AD and be perfect for the role players. What has Chris Paul done for the Phoenix Suns Ayton, we didn't see this Ayton until Chris Paul got there,
the game
right?
Easier for him, right?
The Bridges, all these guys, he makes the game so easy, and you're going to get shots that you've never gotten before, right? Because you got a guy who's a pass first point guard. And then what I love about Chris Paul this year, he's saying, okay, fourth quarter, give it to me. Mm-hmm. Mid-range. He scored, what, 10, 12 in a row in Denver when the game was on the line. I was at the game in L.A. when he said, oh, the Lakers came back. He said, uh-oh, let me put a stop to this. I'm going to take over, score the next four possessions, and the game was over. I love the way Chris Paul thinks the game. See, he has that Laker mentality. And I'm still mad at the NBA for not letting that trade go through.
The late David Stern, all those years ago. We were talking about that
the other day. He should have been a Laker a long time ago.
We talked about that the other day. You know, and obviously with your eye and what you see the game in a much different level to see a point guard that has an impact and what he can do for a team. With that in mind, as we were talking about Chris Paul, hard not to root for him to get to a finals. He's never been that far. To see him get there would be great for his career and see if he can win a championship. But we always love to rank things. Mm-hmm. In with basketball, that's what we always do. Who's better, who's all that stuff, those conversations. Where do you put Chris Paul all time as a point guard?
Well, I think he's definitely one of the best that's ever played the game.
Is he in the five? Could you name five?
I'm trying to, you know, when you got the Isaiahs and the guys that Oscar, when you talk about those guys, I guess Steph, what are you putting Steph at two or are you putting him at one?
Well, I'm putting him at two.
Magic, you're
you
at
know,
one,
so
Magic.
You have to just Magic, make
you're
those
at
decisions.
I mean, at two
but
positions.
I would say, yes, he's definitely to me a top five point guard, top seven, six point guard of all time. And then what he's doing, not turning the ball over, too.
Yeah, clean.
Wow. Getting all those assists, not turning the ball over. But let him get done first. I think right now we're too early to judge guys. He's still got a lot of basketball to play. And so let him still – he's still building his resume. And I think that what I want him to do, not only get to the final, but win one, right? And he's to me, he's sort of like Dr. J. Everybody was cheering for Dr. J because he was my idol. And he ended up sweeping my Lakers to win his first championship. And I think Chris Paul, the class, just like Dr. J, one of the faces of the league, just like Dr. J, had commercials just like Dr. J. I mean, this story is just like the Julius Irving story, and he finally got a championship. And I want the same for Chris because he's meant a lot to the league and being the president of the Players Association. So, Chris, keep doing your thing. I hope he gets back for game two. And wouldn't it be sweet, right? The team you used to play for.
Yeah. A little bit of revenge there. The one that traded you away.
Send him on.
You might be the problem, right? Yeah. Oh, there's no question.
What? How much time LeBron has left, you think?
Yeah.
I think, to me, he has two hard years. I'm talking about like, listen, we got to get it done in these 2 years that I can still just be a man out here dominating and playing great. So the Lakers, we got to get some pieces around here for these 2 years. And so because I'm going to tell you something, in another year, KD is going to be his turn.
Yeah.
So we
and Golden State gonna get Clay back. Oh. So woo, never know what that woo, might do.
Keith, don't make me just get sweating
see,
up
see,
in oh, here.
Now you man. See how you made the conversation.
The league gonna be crazy next season. Get Clay
for
back.
LeBron at this age too, like to get himself. I know a lot of athletes that I've interviewed that late in their careers they explain, and you probably went through this yourself too. Although you had extenuating circumstances, like to get yourself ready for a game. There's so like when you're young, what'd you do? Right, wake up, grimy to basketball.
Come on, man.
Right,
come on.
But as you're older and through injuries, through the grind, I mean, the million finals you played in, that's a lot of extra mileage, just like LeBron. It's just harder to get yourself ready for a season, and the later into his career it goes, like how much more will he want to do it?
Alan, that's right. That's why he needs to get pushed down to the forward position because take you don't want that wear and tear on him no more. And then let him – bring the ball to him and let him do his thing. It's the same thing, except he's not bringing the ball up. And I think that will save him. He can get some rest See, I had to pick and choose when I was going to get my rest, right? So I would look up and say, okay, B, Coop, take that ball, man. Mm-hmm. Let me go and get some rest, you know, you know, bring it up. And then I would go into the post, right? Yeah. And I'm getting some rest in until they brought the ball to me. So it's ways that they can do it where he can get his rest, and he's still 265 pounds. So bring that ball to him down low. The team going to have to double team him, mm-hmm. but you need shooters.
Right.
You need shooters. So they Danny Green was knocking that shot down last year. Even Rondo, man, we miss Rondo too. Rondo's leadership.
High IQ too.
And oh, man, mm-hmm. off the chart mm-hmm. IQ. And Rondo is a competitor. We got to get some more of them dudes. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I didn't see. I didn't see that competitive juice, that competitive nature that Dwight Howard brought to the table.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee brought to the table. See, we missed those type of guys because they were competitors and they would do anything to win. And so now the Lakers got to look and say, okay, we got to get back to bringing those type of guys. But the main thing they need is some shooters. We got to get a shooter.
What's it going to take for LeBron to get the statue on the backside of the statue?
Oh, yeah.
On the backside.
Because Key said that LeBron needs one more Laker title. He can get a statue, but it's on the back.
You can't go up there
Staples.
With y'all. Mm-hmm. You can't mm-hmm. go in the front on Chick mm-hmm. Hearns. You got to go on the valet side. I'm just saying, because he hadn't been there with us long enough.
Well, I think, to Key's point, I think he's going to end up winning one more and then get that statue. Now, that's up to Jeannie Buss where that statue is going to be. And one thing about the Buss family, you know, they love when you come through for the Lakers and the Laker fans, and you're part of that organization. Not only do you get rewarded with your jersey being retired, but also your statue, but also you become a Laker for life. Right now, Cooper, Kareem, Kurt Rambis, James Worthy, all those guys, AC Green, are still working with the Lakers.
Yeah.
I mean, I can keep going. Michael Thompson doing the radio. And so you stay. Horry on TV, Rick Fox, Derek Fisher, you know, they all are still a part of the Lakers, and that's a part of the Laker organization that Jeannie carried on from her father. And so I think LeBron, he wants one more. He wants that fifth one. I got five. Kobe got five. So I know he's sitting up there saying, I got to get five at least, because I don't think he's going to get the six like MJ, but that's what he's chasing. But he might get it, but we just have to wait and see. But the team's got to improve. It's just like the Knicks, right? The Knicks, if the Knicks don't improve, they're going to be that same Knicks getting bounced in the first round.
Magic, so I want to ask you.
I'm looking at you, too. Look at Allen.
See, just for the record, I didn't ask. He's going to get mad at me like, oh, you got to get a Knicks question. I didn't ask about the Knicks, but I appreciate
it. But I'm happy that they're back. Julius played great. And also, too, he'll be better in the playoffs next year because he now understands what teams will throw at him mm-hmm. and how they will defend him. But they have to get better. That's it. You can't have all defenders. You got to have guys that can put that ball into the basket.
Shooting, right.
And that's where Thibodeau's got a balance now. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want the grit guys mm-hmm. and the tough-minded guys. And the defenders, but I got to have some guys that can put it in the basket to go along with Julius Randle. And some of the young players, they drafted well. They got some good. And let's give Steve Mills some credit now. He signed Julius Randle.
His fingerprints are on this
roster. Yeah, so you got to give him a little credit of what he did before he left.
Magic, I wanted to ask you, who's the right star for the New York Knicks, since we're talking about
the Knicks? Wow, the right star.
Who's the right
man,
star?
Man, you know – if Dame was available to me, that's the right dude, right? That's the right guy. You know, if Dame Lillard, he's got to make a decision here. Does he say, do I stay for one more and try to give it one more try, or do I say this summer I want to go?
Luka
will never end up, if he end up free, as a free agent, yeah, of course, Luka. I mean, what he did to the Clippers, But Mark Cuban better give him everything.
Yes.
He better give him a Shark Tank.
Give it all to him, huh?
Yeah. You better give him everything he wants. Because if you lose somebody like that,
yeah,
man, you got to start all over again. But I would say this, Alan. Superstar is going to want to play here now.
That needed to be – like, that's the question is, did they at least accomplish that they're no longer that franchise that everybody's like, I don't
– I think because they made the run, got to the playoff, and the city is alive about the Knicks, right? I think now guys are looking and say, hey, man, if I put myself in that lineup with Julius Randle, and what's the guard?
Emmanuel Quickly.
Quickly.
Yeah.
I like
RJ
him.
Barrett.
Yeah. Barrett, on and on and on. Hey, man, we can do something special, right? Because that's what guys want to see. If I put my talent with those guys, can we make a run for the championship? And I think – and then that guy, I talk another guy into coming, mm-hmm. right? And that's how it gets started. But Julius Randle, I think guys will want to play with him because he plays hard. He's a team player. He's tough and rough. And I'm so glad that I was a part of seeing him develop, right, with the Lakers and then from the Pelicans on to the Knicks now. So
he's a great story in how he improved himself, winning most improved player, and then all NBA.
Yeah.
No doubt about that as well. You got me really excited. I'm actually sweating right now. But I'd
man,
love to keep
Magic
you longer,
get out of here.
But
get
you got to go. Yeah. But for the record,
hey,
I didn't ask about the Knicks. I was trying to avoid it. But thank you for that. I needed that little bit. Magic, we appreciate you coming in. It was great to chat with you. All the best.
Oh,
thanks, Magic.
You. Thanks for having
me. Right,
you know, my two boys, man. Key, my man, and Jay, you know, we go back point guard talk all the time. But I'll tell you something about this dude. This is a good dude here, Keyshawn, and it's been my brother for a long time. And so I love mentoring him, and now he's doing great things. And God bless both Jay and you too, man. All that technology stuff you've been doing, okay? You know, I'm keeping up with you, boy.
I'm with you, Magic.
I know you're making good investments. Key, hey, both of you guys are doing great things, and God bless.
All right.
And Alan, they got to put your name up. Zubin, you got to put Alan on here somewhere. Alan, Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Zubin.
Yeah, we getting there, man.
I'll tell you what. If I don't get you out of here and on to the next thing you have to do, I will not have this job much longer. So thank you very much, Magic.
Thanks,
coming up next, we'll react to some of the things Magic had to say, and I'll try to just get excited more about what he said about the Knicks. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Magic, Allen, everybody. ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. If you missed, we had Magic Johnson in studio for pretty much about 40 minutes or so. Just left onto the next shows he'll be doing. If you missed any of it, though, you can catch it on the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. It was great stuff and a lot of things, guys, to really kind of pick apart from some of his reactions. Would the biggest headline be that he feels LeBron has two, as he put it, hard years left?
That's what I've been saying that for the longest. I said he got two LeBron years left. He got two LeBron years left.
So 2 years to win one?
Yeah, two to win one. Because it's only going to get harder, Jay, right? I mean,
he's turning 37, right?
I'm not even talking about his age. I'm just talking about the conference as a whole is only going to get harder.
Well, one of the things, too, you think about is that look, barely an offseason for him last year. This year, it'll be about, what, three months, which is, I mean, legit time. But, I mean, that's, man, you think about LeBron's legacy trying to get to five, and it, Magic said it too. You know, he doesn't think he can get to six. He thinks he can get to five. He gets to five. You know, that elevates him another threshold, even though he's already in the penthouse.
Well, how much more could he elevate?
He's going to get on the roof.
Like, yeah, that's the thing is the whole idea of – I think we've reached that point with LeBron where you're never going to convince those who feel like Jordan is the greatest. I don't think they'll ever come off that, right? I think that's just going to be a perpetual debate that will never have an end result.
Well, because people compare – people. Well, you can't compare LeBron to Jordan because Jordan is a prolific scorer. Like, I can compare KD more to Jordan mentality-wise in the way they play.
Okay.
Right? Like, LeBron is more like Magic but still competing, but more like the Magic type of player. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. More facilitator.
But you shouldn't even – all around. Shouldn't, like I always say, man, you shouldn't have to pick and choose. Why not just enjoy?
Because that's all basketball. This is what we do.
No, Jay, not Jay, basketball. Explain it to him. Sports this is what we in do. General, though, because you can't. First of all,
do you ever have this argument in any other sport? I don't think any other sport do you have this.
You
battle.
You do have arguments.
What's the football one?
The football argument. Who's the best running back? Is it Jim Brown? Is it Barry Sanders? Is it Tony Dorsett? Is it? You always have it. Who's the best quarterback? Is it Tom Brady? Is it Joe Montana? Well, Tom Brady went to 9, and Joe Montana only went to – they always.
I don't know if there's a more polarizing debate in sports than Jordan versus LeBron.
Agreed. You might be right as far as that goes, but that's not what you initially said. Okay. You said, do you ever have these conversations? You have them in baseball. Who's the best pitcher? This dude did that. Well, his ERA is this. I mean, you do have them. But my thing is, how come you can't just enjoy it? Because you're never going to convince me that Michael Jordan and LeBron James is better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You're never going to convince me of that.
Or Bill Russell, who has more championships than anybody in the history of the game.
You're never going to convince me of that. You're never going to be able to say to me, hey, he's better than Bill Russell. Like, come on, man, stop.
I think the question is, Alan, like, how does LeBron do it? Like, what are the pieces? Like, I threw out a name, Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings, because he can create.
Yes.
He's a guy that's a prolific shooter. You know, can you add a guy like CP3? Can you make those type of moves,
man,
considering he's
CP3,
looking for a bigger
that's
extension?
Be different. We'll be
man,
different.
It'd be so
that
different.
Chris Paul thing would be.
But I wonder if CP. I wonder
would
if
he leave there though.
Yeah,
but his family's already in LA.
No, I would.
If they
for sure.
What if they get to a finals? How about this? Could he leave if they get to a finals?
Yeah, he could leave. He could leave. KD, Kyrie, and James Harden cannot leave. He could leave.
I can understand that, though. I understand why you say that.
Why?
Well, because what Brooklyn, they created this.
Yes.
Now you got to see it through.
Yes.
Whereas for Chris Paul.
He didn't ask for that.
He didn't ask for that.
No.
He accepted it because it was closer to home. But for him, L.A. is home. And how could you not understand it? And if you're the Phoenix Suns and you're their fan base, thank you for helping us get over the top. What we've learned from you, we can now take from here. And what a story that would be.
The only way he doesn't leave, the only way he doesn't leave is if they win a championship.
If they win it in Phoenix,
he should just stay.
He should just stay.
I don't know. I don't agree with that one because.
Kawhi didn't stay.
Yeah. Look, CP3, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do. He's his own man. But I wouldn't take L.A. off the table for a chance to play with LeBron James.
No,
especially
I'm not.
Especially towards at this stage of his career.
Only thing I'm saying is if I win a championship in Phoenix, I'm going to stay to continue to mentor, build young Devin Booker up so I can walk out of there with this, I don't know, lasting legacy, so to speak.
Legacy is the word.
In Phoenix. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
When if you got two? When if you got back-to-back? I mean, look –
talking about Phoenix. I'm not talking about his legacy in the NBA.
We're one game into the Western Conference Finals. We already got Chris Paul leaving for the Lakers.
Let's not act like there hasn't been a slew of injuries. Like, you know,
how would the series look?
And I know he's been out, but how would the series look if he had to go against the Claw, in addition to Paul George?
No, you're right. And so, again, it's just – that's an interesting piece, though. You mentioned Buddy Hield. I love that as a fit because you could use a guy like that. How about the other thing that Magic said to us, which is what we were kind of suggesting? Ben Simmons has got to go. Like, for the locker room, for the fan base, he's
got
to go. He should be out of Philly.
But he didn't tell
me
when
I
said
Alan.
L.A., Buck wasn't like, L.A.
No, he was kind of
like, well, you know.
Because you be putting everybody on L.A. all the time.
No, regardless of putting everybody on L.A., he did not respond to me saying he should go to L.A., but he responded on Chris Paul and everybody else.
Yes. His energy was not quite the same level when you brought up Ben Simmons to the Lakers as a fit. He was like,
I got a team, Alan.
You got a fit for Ben Simmons.
I don't know if it's a fit, but it's an interesting play. I mean, how about Ben Simmons to Portland for C.J. McCollum? Now, I get it. I mean, you don't know about Dame long term. I don't know if that puts Dame in the best situation from his perspective. But, I mean, C.J. McCollum would be the perfect fit for Philadelphia 76ers.
I don't love it from Portland's perspective, mainly because it's now a one less shooter.
I was going to say, you take his scoring away.
And it's a better shooting, though.
Well, you're going to have to rebuild. I don't understand. Like, they're not going to win with that cast in Portland. You're not going to win with that cast.
Well, the guy then you'd move first would have to be Dame, right? If you're gonna reset, wouldn't Dame be the guy you would move?
I mean, you'd probably get the most return, but
oh,
I mean,
my goodness. Would.
Yeah, for sure. But I just think C.J. McCollum on the 76ers would be such a, because he can create his own shot. Plus, he's so dynamic as a ball handler.
Yeah, but
he can do that.
You're going to lose a little defensively on the perimeter, which they certainly, you know, as you know, that's a big part of what
they do. You got Matisse Thybulle, you got Tyrese Maxey, you got some younger guys that can play those roles.
Maxey played really well, and actually defense for him wasn't a staple until just recently, and Doc was raving about that. One other thing, by the way, Jay, we don't talk about it nearly enough. When we talked about the Hawks winning, we talked more about the Sixers losing, but the job that Nate McMillan has done since he took over with the Hawks, and as Magic pointed out, can we look at the Pacers? I mean, I love Kevin Pritchard. You know, I've had great respect for him for a long time. But Kevin Pritchard and Chad Buchanan making that decision to move on from Nate McMillan. And then they bring in Nate Bjorken, who just that whole thing imploded. They had some injuries, but still, you could just see that group. There were major issues. Now you see the coach you fired just carried a team to the conference finals. And the coach you replaced him with didn't even last a year. That's troubling for the Pacers.
Oh, and Nate McMillan is still the interim head coach right now. Crazy, right? Eastern Conference Finals, interim head coach. So, look, the Indiana, that's just abysmal. I mean, there are so many other issues beside Nate McMillan. But this is what happens in the league. Head coaches become scapegoats. And, you know, it happens in the NFL all the time too, Key. You know, might not be a great relationship or there's injuries and they're looking for somebody to fall on the sword. And it's like, oh, there's the head coach. You can't motivate them. Well, they've also suffered a ton of injuries throughout the course of the season as well. So I think it's a shame that he got that happened that way. It's also tough the way he got the Atlanta job. But look, I mean, sometimes you just got to be ready for the opportunity, and Nate was.
Yeah, head coaches in the NBA that get fired, I believe, sometimes don't deserve it. Head coaches in the NFL that get fired, they deserve it. I'm just being honest with you.
What's the difference?
Because they really can't coach when they get fired in the NFL. NBA guys, they don't realize, owners don't realize, you know, that team is really better than you.
Yes.
And they got better players. In the NFL, teams don't have better players than the other team like that. They just don't.
It's a star-driven league, too. The NBA is star-driven. If you're not
totally
getting your stars playing
totally
up
different
potential.
Dude like Adam Gase, he can't coach. He can't coach.
Yeah, we learned that.
So he should be get fired.
Yeah, we definitely learned that pretty quickly. Anyways, if you miss Magic Johnson with us, it's on the podcast. Go find us wherever you get.
He drops
podcast.
Heat.
Yeah, that was terrific stuff for sure. All right, coming up next, as you know, call the roulette 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. Plus, we got a shocking upset in Market Madness.
Oh no!
The finish of Market Madness ended with a name that not many expected.
It happened.
Would take the crown. It did happen, Jay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, before that, let's talk a little market madness. So the championship round ended. The voting ended Saturday morning, so we are complete through our field of 16. The original plan, of course, was we had the biggest stars in 16 different markets around the country. We had our local hosts tell us who they would put in their top three. We took all the number ones. You voted to see who could get all the way to the championship. And the winner in the finals between Baker Mayfield of the Browns and Yadi Molina of the Cardinals, Yadi Molina.
Really?
63.2% of the vote. We had over 10,000 votes for this. So you heard from a lot of people. And Yadi, the people's champ.
You said
also,
he would win.
We thought he would. Yeah. St. Louis is strong. You did, at least. They love our show.
I thought Baker would probably clip him, but
Yadi, know. No, we Cleveland very strong too. They come out for him, but Yadi Molina
the
and the Cardinals
baseball
fans.
Season, oh well.
Think it's baseball?
Yeah,
well, good to know.
Yeah, they're gonna support.
They did. And Yadi and the Cardinals beat the Braves 9-1 yesterday. He went 1-for-4 with an RBI in game one of the doubleheader. They lost game two 1-0. And this MLB weekend recap brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account. Start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. Let's spin it.
I think we played tonight. The Dodgers have San Diego and Tatis tonight.
It's San
Monday Night
Diego.
Baseball, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think you're right. Line three.
Ben Simmons for Colin Sexton. Colin Sexton is tougher minded and he's not afraid of the moment.
Ben Simmons
for
the
Colin
Cavs
Sexton?
For Colin Sexton.
A straight-up trade? No.
Not doing
no
that?
No, on whose part?
I mean, if I'm Philly, I want something different. I like Colin Sexton. I just don't think he's the answer.
But, okay, so if you don't like Ben Simmons, like
– And the whole league
But that
knows.
Don't mean I got to take Colin Sexton.
I understand
just
that.
Just because I don't like Ben Simmons.
I'm saying you don't have to go to Cleveland. You could go to another team, but if Cleveland is your only trade partner and we're giving you this and you don't want what you have, what else are you going to do?
I kind of like that. I low-key like that. Colin Sexton pick and roll with Ben Simmons.
Is
with,
it better?
Embiid.
Is he a better player than Ben Simmons?
No. Colin Sexton is a prolific scorer. I think you
great
need –
Great scorer, not a great defender.
You need a dynamic playmaker.
Yeah.
At a pick and roll perspective, more
You'd
so than
you have to just play
Colin
a lot
Sexton.
Of AAU ball with him. A lot of pick and roll. I don't know if you know, like you
don't
just have
to
play
AAU
that.
To me.
Yeah,
this weekend.
Great experience this weekend.
Pass the ball.
Let's spin it.
Jeez.
How many parents got it to fight?
God.
Line four.
Hey, this is Paul from LA. So my question is, as a Lakers fan, do you get rid of Caldwell Pope, Matthews, and Kuzma for say a Luka or a Dame?
Man, I'm getting rid of everybody what except two dudes.
Dallas want that.
But why I'm getting rid of everybody except two dudes. So whatever you got, come
yeah,
with
no,
you.
Everyone's got on the table.
Except two guys.
Except AD and LeBron.
Yeah, everybody else, y'all can have a ball if you got something in return.
Yeah, no, I mean, but don't, you know, you got to come up with a better deal than that. It's a one-sided deal. Spin
That's
it.
What we like.
Yeah, clearly.
We like one-sided deals.
Thank you, fans. Hilarious.
Man, you heard Magic.
Line
you heard
one.
What Magic say, man.
Line one.
Hey, Ben from Connecticut. I don't know why anybody's not talking about this, the offensive matchup with Embiid and Simmons. Simmons is a transition scorer. Embiid is a face-up shoot or put the moves in. So they just can't play together. They don't do any pick and roll. So this seems like a GM issue as well.
Here's my thing, though. Look, these dudes were up 18. In game five, they're up 27.
Yeah.
In game six, it's not like they couldn't win.
The series should have been over in five.
It's like, so that's why on my thing, I was like, hey, look, I understand Ben Simmons is going to take a lot of slander, and I get it. I'm not saying it's not deserving. But, like, you have to also look at some of the coaching aspects here and leadership here on this team, too. It just doesn't always fall on Ben Simmons.
Spin it.
Somebody's got to jump on it, though, Jay, right?
It always has to be on somebody.
I mean, it ain't going to be Doc because he just got there.
We always have to blame somebody. Line five.
Corey from New York.
Hey, what up, man?
I got two quick questions. How about Kevin Herter, the New York native? How about him?
Yeah.
And what do you think? Do you give the Hawks a realistic chance to win it all?
To win it all?
If this Bogdanovich being hurt really hurts
college basketball, I would say yeah. And the reason is because he always got one of those teams in college basketball. You don't always have one of those in the NBA.
Well, again, if you're talking
about it's a one-game series in college basketball.
Yeah, it's a one-and-done in college. They are they the right?
No, but I mean plus a team 1,000 I'm talking about teams that no one counts in, and all of a sudden in college basketball they become this upset.
Yeah, Loyola Chicago.
Yeah, I don't see the Hawks being like that.
I'll tell you what,
got Milwaukee in five.
Milwaukee in five. You think that you think the Bucks defense can slow that offense down though?
I'm not sure. I just wonder about how Bogdanovich is going to be.
Yeah, that's
like that's a huge miss for them, man. Like
that is a big part.
That's why I was shocked last night. They won that game with Bogdanovich pretty much not playing.
Who has a better bench? Who do you trust? I mean, Jay, this is gonna be an interesting series because you get Gallo off the bench, you got Lou Will off the bench, you got Lemon Pepper, you've got Herter.
Who are you taking, Allen? Who are you taking, Yates? I mean, Han? Sorry. Oh, man. Jeez, sorry.
Jeez. Put me on the spot.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling y'all, I could get them five, man. I'm supposed to start right now practicing.
Give me another Han, day. Who are you
I'll
taking?
I'll give a prediction another day.
No, who are you taking?
I want to see Key make the shot. He says he can. You're telling me you can get five in an NBA?
You're such a deflector.
I mean, you missed that by a foot. All right, that's close.
That's close to being
shit. Can I show you how it's done, please?
Oh, my God. He's deflecting.
Man, give me that back. Hurry up, man. Pass it.
Line. Quick, pass. Quick. At the buzzer.
Oh,
damn.
Jay, we need you in the studio. In a whole game, I get five.
Guys, a bunch of kids.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.